Hi, and welcome to episode 144 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I help with the dishes. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 20, Acts chapter 6, and Psalm 66 from the God's Word translation. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go to war against your enemies, you may see horses, chariots, and armies larger than yours. Don't be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you. Before the battle starts, a priest must come and speak to the troops. He should tell them, "Listen, Israel, today you're going into battle against your enemies. Don't lose your courage. Don't be afraid or alarmed or tremble because of them. The Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies and give you victory." The officers should tell the troops, "If you have built a new house but not dedicated it, you may go home. Otherwise, you might die in battle, and someone else will dedicate it. If you have planted a vineyard and not enjoyed the grapes, you may go home. Otherwise, you might die in battle, and someone else will enjoy the grapes. If you are engaged to a woman but have not married her, you may go home. Otherwise, you might die in battle, and someone else will marry her." The officers should also tell the troops, "If you are afraid or have lost your courage, you may go home. Then you won't ruin the morale of the other Israelites." When the officers finish speaking to the troops, they should appoint commanders to lead them. When you approach a city to attack it, offer its people a peaceful way to surrender. If they accept it and open their gates to you, then all the people there will be made to do forced labor and serve you. If they won't accept your offer of peace but declare war on you, set up a blockade around the city. When the Lord your God hands the city over to you, kill every man in that city with your swords. But take the women and children, the cattle, and everything else in the city, including all its goods, as your loot. You may enjoy your enemy's goods that the Lord your God has given you. This is what you must do to all the cities that are far away, which don't belong to the nations nearby. However, you must not spare anyone's life in the cities of these nations that the Lord your God has given you as your property. You must claim the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites for the Lord, and completely destroy them, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to do all the disgusting things they do for their gods, and you will sin against the Lord your God. This is what you must do whenever you blockade a city for a long time in order to capture it in war. Don't harm any of its fruit trees with an axe. You can eat the fruit. Never cut those trees down, because the trees of the field are not people you have come to blockade. You may destroy trees that you know are not fruit trees. You may cut them down and use them in blockades until you capture the city. Acts chapter 6. At that time, as the number of disciples grew, Greek-speaking Jews complained about the Hebrew-speaking Jews. The Greek-speaking Jews claimed that the widows among them were neglected every day when food and other assistance was distributed. The 12 apostles called all the disciples together and told them, "It's not right for us to give up God's word in order to distribute food. So, brothers and sisters, choose 7 men whom the people know are spiritually wise. We will put them in charge of this problem. However, we will devote ourselves to praying and to serving in ways that are related to the word." The suggestion pleased the whole group. So they chose Stephen, who was a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And they chose Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, who had converted to Judaism in the city of Antioch. The disciples had these men stand in front of the apostles, who prayed and placed their hands on these 7 men. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem grew very large. A large number of priests accepted the faith. Stephen was a man filled with God's favor and power. He did amazing things and performed miracles. One day, some men from the cities of Cyrene and Alexandria and the provinces of Cilicia and Asia started an argument with Stephen. They belonged to a synagogue called Freedmen's Synagogue. They couldn't argue with Stephen because he spoke with the wisdom that the Spirit had given him. Then they bribed some men to lie. These men said, "We heard him slander Moses and God." The liars stirred up trouble among the people, the leaders, and the experts in Moses' teachings. So they went to Stephen, took him by force, and brought him in front of the Jewish council. some witnesses stood up and lied about Stephen. They said, "This man never stopped saying bad things about the holy place and Moses' teachings. We heard him say that Jesus from Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs that Moses gave us." Everyone who sat in the council stared at him and saw that his face looked like an angel's face. Psalms chapter 66. Shout happily to God, all the earth. Make music to praise the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, "How awe-inspiring are your deeds! Your power is so great that your enemies will cringe in front of you. The whole earth will worship you. It will make music to praise you. It will make music to praise your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done, his awe-inspiring deeds for Adam's descendants. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. We rejoiced because of what he did there. He rules forever with his might. His eyes watch the nations. Rebels will not be able to oppose him. Selah. Thank our God, you nations. Make the sound of his praise heard. He has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us in the same way silver is refined. You have trapped us in a net. You have laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but then you brought us out and refreshed us. I will come into your temple with burnt offerings. I will keep my vows to you, the vows made by my lips and spoken by my own mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you a sacrifice of fattened livestock for burnt offerings, with the smoke from rams. I will offer cattle and goats. Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. With my mouth I cried out to him. High praise was on my tongue. If I had thought about doing anything sinful, the Lord would not have listened to me. But God has heard me. He has paid attention to my prayer. Thanks be to God who has not rejected my prayer or taken away his mercy from me. May God bless the reading of his word. In Acts today, we got a lesson in management. There were some problems among the Greek-speaking Jews and the Hebrew-speaking Jews, so the disagreement was evidently taken to the apostles to be settled. Now, instead of settling it, the apostles told the believers that this was not the best use of their time. Instead of settling differences, they should be doing things related to the Word of God. So the apostles told the people to appoint 7 spiritually wise men to settle the problem. Today in management, this is called delegation, and it's still an excellent way to stay focused on important matters. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.